Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore podcast number 441. Oh my god, it doesn't get any better than that. Number 441. And as always, we are here for your Saturday morning review that records on a Thursday, but only patrons get to watch it until Saturday. That it goes, public for everybody. Well, actually, I said that wrong. Patrons get to listen to it on the podcast services before Saturday. But as always, this is the Nerd Chicano here to host the show. Lance, my wonderful co-host.
What's up, everybody?
I forget that our music for this one is what's it called? It's a really, what's it called, a short song. I'm currently talking about stuff for High Flyer Radio, so I had to like look at that. But yes, I would really like to change the song to this one soon, and I would like to get a longer song because I hate how it just cuts off so fast. Wow. But yeah. Also joining us for today's review of Ryan the Last Dragon. Apparently, he really wanted to come on because he really liked this movie. And, well, what's it called?
And we like talking to him.
And we like talking to Timber. I hope he knows what he's coming on for.
Yeah.
And of course, it is Timber, bright and early in the morning, right?
Yep, it's really early. And hello, everybody.
What time is it?
It's 7 a.m.
No, that's good. That's not bad.
Yeah, not that bad. I mean, I woke up on time, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, Timber, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing dandy, actually. Dandy. I'm doing dandy, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been chilling, vibing as usual, playing games.
Yeah. How's work treating?
What games are you playing?
I actually quit job. I play mostly.
Damn.
Yep. I play mostly some Destiny sometimes, and GTA sometimes, lot of Rocket League.
Hit me up with your gamer tag.
Yeah,
if I don't have it already.
Probably
I play Destiny. Not very often, though, because I don't have anyone to play with.
Right. So yeah, we really can play boring. Together. Yeah, we should play it.
For sure.
Yeah, I left Brad on Destiny, and since then, Brad doesn't really have anybody to play with.
I mean, yeah, it's been kind of boring. I really haven't been playing Destiny.
Yeah. Right,
but you left your job, bro.
I quit my job.
You're looking for something new, or
I'm looking for content writing and facial biometrics.
Okay, all right.
Oh, hell yeah,
Brad. Actually, what's it called? We had this whole thing where we converted like what Timber's minimum wage is in U.S. dollars.
I wasn't like Brad, $40 or $50 or something.
Yeah, $41, bro.
Yeah.
Minimum wage. We're living
what
in a
is the what is the
country.
Price of everything over there though?
McDonald's
is it like stupid high,
bro? McDonald's costs $2 in India.
Yep,
we're doing things wrong over here.
There's a lot of things wrong over here. And I'm pretty sure you can get yourself a nice place in New Delhi or something, right, bro? You know.
Yes, you can. You can get like
populated as hell, right? But you get a good nice place.
Yes, you can rent like a really massive mansion for like $500 a month, like a mansion or $600 a month.
The fuck are we doing wrong, bro?
America.
The Nerdcore house is gonna be in India. That's what's gonna happen. Betty likes playing Destiny multiplayer though, but he does like playing multiplayer.
Density. He said density.
Density. Oh, density.
Density multiplayer.
Density.
Man, nice to see you, Stacy. We missed you yesterday on the Spirited Away commentary, man. Why weren't you there in chat with us?
Yeah, what the hell, Destin?
Yeah, oh, fucking
Stacy. Sorry, I don't know why I was just calling you Destiny.
You are our most active patron, bro. You literally like all the posts that we put up on Patreon. You vote on the polls. You're in chat. Like,
can you tell the people that vote on the polls?
No, I just know it's Stacy.
Okay.
I know Stacy votes.
Just the one vote.
Like, man is active as hell, bro.
Exactly. Hey. I remember seeing Stacy since I was a small boy on chat. So.
Yeah. But thank you for coming on, Timber. And Brad, what's up? How you been, bro?
I've been, Yeah, it's Thursday. I'm good. I'm chill.
Tomorrow's Friday, baby.
Tomorrow, Friday.
Oh, man.
You're even chiller.
Yeah. Yep. I had the chance to watch this yesterday. I'm, you know what? What's it called? This is in Patreon, right? That's right. Okay, cool. I watched this yesterday after work. And I watched What If today after work as well.
I have not watched What If yet, but I'm going to do that after the show.
Yeah, I just, oh, man. What's it called? I really miss Chadwick Boseman, bro. I really miss Chadwick Boseman. And it sucks that he's not with us anymore. But of course, today's not a day to get sad. Today we're talking about Raya and the Last Dragon. It is one of the, I think it is the newest Disney film, because I don't think anything else has been, and what's it called?
I haven't been paying attention anyway on it.
From Disney Animation. But of course, if you guys have not watched the film and you do, and you don't care about, and you do care about spoilers, then you're going to want to get out of here. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've already seen the film, then you can go ahead and keep listening. Either way, how it goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right.
Cow.
Once again, Taste of Cherry only has one sentence. I have a lot to read. Raya and the Last Dragon, a 2021 American computer animated fantasy adventure action adventure film was produced by Walt Disney Animation Studios and directed by Don Hall and Carlos Lopez Estrada. The screenplay was written by Cui Wen and Adele Lim and is based on the traditional Southeast Asian cultures. The film stars the voices of Kelly Marie Tran, Awkwafina, Isaac Wong, Gemma Chan, Daniel Day Kim, Benedict Wong, and Sandra Oh. The plot follows a warrior princess who searches for the fabled Last Dragon, hoping to restore the dragon gem that would banish the evil spirits known as the Drun from the land of Kumandra. Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures released Raya and the Last Dragon in cinemas in the United States on March 5th, 2021, in standard 2D, 3D, Dolby Cinema, and IMAX formats. The film was simultaneously available on Disney Plus Premier Access as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic's effects on theatrical releases. In July 2021, after its Premier Access run, the film became the second most viewed streaming title behind Netflix's fifth season of Lucifer. As of August 2021, the film has grossed over $122 million worldwide and received largely positive reviews from critics who praised the animation, visuals, action sequences, characters, musical score, voice acting, story, and messages. The film, however, drew slight criticism for its limited representation of Southeast Asian actors among its voice cast. Whew, hold on, boys. We're not done. What's it called? The layout was done by Rob Dressel, and the lighting was done by Adolf Lozinski, edited by Fabian Raleigh and Shannon Steen. The music was done, of course, by James Newton Howard, and runs at 60 minutes. So it runs at 107 minutes, so it's an hour and 47 minutes, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brett.
You're good.
Yeah. Okay. An hour and 47 minutes. Its budget was $100 million+, and it made $122.7 million. So,
but it doesn't tell you what it made on Disney Plus.
It doesn't say what it made on Disney Plus. Yeah. I believe that was just a loan from theatrical numbers. But it was the second most viewed streaming title. So, I don't know, man.
Up there.
Yeah, that's worldwide. So that was the gross from the theatrical and the theatrical from domestic and worldwide and international. This was actually the second movie that they did Premier Access, if I'm correct. The first one was Mulan, and this one was its second one. I finally got the chance to watch it this time. So I'm going to go ahead and let our guest, who really wanted to come on because he really likes this movie apparently, to go ahead and open us with their thoughts. Timber, since this is the first time you've ever been on the review of the show here.
Yes.
You don't give all your thoughts, bro. Just give us a, don't do like Luis. If you were here for the Suicide Squad review, Luis just decided to give his whole review. And I was right. Like, no. Just give us a little bit of a taste of your thoughts. What did you think of Raya and the Last Dragon?
Okay, I found it visually really appealing. First, the movie itself, the story. I felt it was all right. It wasn't too great, but I really like how they, you know, took it. It wasn't too draggy. And then I love Tuk Tuk. I love Tuk Tuk. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna say it out there, right? You can't say no to Tuk Tuk.
No.
Yeah.
I liked it. I like Tuk Tuk. Sure. I like Tuk Tuk. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had fun watching the movie. I watched it with my sister and she had fun. I had fun. It was a, you know, good family thing, I guess. It was really And I have to say, right before I watched this movie, I did watch Monster Hunter. So...
That's two completely different movies.
Yeah.
How was Monster Hunter, by the way?
Oh, if that, it was never, that was the best review. It was just a head shake. It just like.
Nope.
No. All right. You want me to go next or you want to go next?
Let me go because you're probably going to skewer this thing to death.
I'm not going to skewer
it. I'm thinking me and you might be on the same wavelength there, Rahul.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do that.
Recently we actually have been on the same wavelength.
I mean, I thought this movie was okay. You know, I agree with Timber. I liked the animation style on this. I thought it was very pretty. I thought the story was meh. I think I've seen this story before. Like, I think Dororo is like part of this, is like,
did you watch Moana?
Bring the whole, I did not watch Moana, so Ed, I watched Moana. Are you saying that this was very similar?
Rachel told me that they watched about 15 minutes, and they were like, this feels like all these formulaic Disney animated films. He goes, you could literally watch Moana, swap out the cultures, and this is kind of the same
thing. The same thing. Yeah, it's like I've seen this in movies before. Honestly, it was okay, but the one thing that really took me out of this, and I'm gonna preface this, like, I love Awkwafina. I totally love Awkwafina. Like The Farewell was one of my favorite movies. Yeah. Crazy Rich Asians was good.
Looking forward.
Once her voice came out of that fucking dragon, it threw me off the whole movie.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and preface this with, I love what this represents. I love what this represents, what it does for the community. One of the reasons why I watched this was because I want to support something like this. I really do. But just because that doesn't mean I have to kind of like, you know, cope my criticisms.
No.
This movie is fine. It's very, very, very formulaic. The only thing that does have it going for it is the fact that it's groundbreaking culturally, even though the criticism is very valid. A lot of these actors are not Southeast Asian, especially when you have a nation called Kumandra that sounds a little like Sumatra. Where's Sumatra? In Indonesia. Where's Indonesia? Southeast Asia. So, like, I was like, yeah, it's kind of suspect that you don't have much Southeast Asian actors. But, you know, Disney's going to Disney. And that's the thing. Brad, why did your light turn off?
I don't know. My computer just went like, ding, ding, ding.
But, and that's why, like, I love what this represents. And I'm all for it. It's just, there are so many things about this movie that I was like, it's fine. Like, I love the performance of Kelly Marie Tran. Love her performance. Mm-hmm. What's it called? I love her as Raya. Awkwafina completely takes me out as the
right?
as Tisu. As
yeah, Tisu. Really
I love
does.
Everybody else, I'm just enjoying so much. But Awkwafina takes me completely out as Tisu. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But and
it's just the voice. Like, I mean, like I said, I love Awkwafina. I love The Farewell. One of my favorite movies ever made. I love Crazy Rich Asians. But her voice in this, compared to the other cast, it's just out of place. It just when it comes out, you're like, what?
I love that we got Alan Tudyk to literally come on to just make animal noises as Tudyk. I loved it. I love the babies, and I love the animals.
O'Connor's baby was my favorite. Yeah,
in the baby, like in the animals. I love the kid who was sailing the ship. I love all these things about this movie. Like, but story beats are so formulaic to me. The pacing is like, it's like we get to that second act and it's like, oh, like this is kind of dragging a bit for me. And then we get to that third act and we're like, it's picking up, but it's just like the same stuff we kind of seen before. But like, I enjoyed my time. Like that first act, I was really enjoying it. But like, I'm not even gonna lie, the animation to me was just whatever. Like, I don't like the computer animated things.
I thought it was pretty. That's my thing.
They had some pretty moments, but like, it just looks so computerized, bro.
I mean, you know, last night we watched Spirited Away. Yeah. If I had a choice between Spirited Away and Miyazaki's art I'm going Miyazaki every time. Let's be real here.
I always lean towards hand drawn, you know, of course. But like, you know, there's nothing wrong with with computer, because I look at Moana. I haven't seen Moana, but I look at Moana and all the clips and stuff and the animation. Looks beautiful. Looks beautiful, bro. Just here, there was like this feeling of it being like really washed out, like the animation and being very like computerized, that I was like, I'm not a big fan of this. But like, I think my biggest gripe is just that it's nothing new. The only thing that makes it new is like the culture that it's constructing, which I love. I love that it's doing that. But
I agree. Yeah. I feel like we've seen the story multiple times, many a time.
It's The Last Dragon with Leroy Green in it, isn't it? what did you think about the performances, Timber? Like, you know, like, which one's your favorite? Did you really like Kelly Marie Tran the way that I liked it, or
no? I mean, the con baby. No, the con baby and the boy in the ship is felt more like a main protagonist, actually.
Yeah, I love those two.
Con baby was dope.
Dude, that kid was funny, bro. I love the sailor. I love the sailor. He was funny. But the con artist kid, like, I love. Also, buff homie. I liked him. But, like, there's some points in this movie where some of these characters you're like, you're kind of just adding them to add them at this point. It's like,
I mean, the movie did move real quick. Let's be real here. It went through real quick. Like big homie dude. Like we were literally in his like area like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
When you spent like so much time in Fang and, you know, and Talon, you got so much time in his. It was literally like, well, everybody else is stone, so I guess we're just gonna move on from this, because, you know, oh yeah, the baby thing in the baby crib in the back doesn't matter. Let's go.
Yeah, I just like that's one thing. Now I'm like, okay, this we're moving a little too quick here, like, because it's like, I'm telling you, like, it drags a bit in that second act, and then by the end of the second act it's like, okay, move it up, because we got to get to the third act and we got to finish this movie. But like,
well, and what was really, I was hoping we stayed more on his island, because when he got to that island, that was one of the best like opening scenes with those trees and stuff. That was quite beautiful.
I'll say that, like, the whole fight scenes are like pretty cool. I love the like the fight stuff that they were doing here with the animation. Can we go ahead and just talk about how like the whole villain thing aspect of this movie? Like, to me, it felt like we're not touching that much on this. Like, what? Like, I get it. We heard the legend and everything,
honestly, the villains they made were like the cloud things. But you didn't really get much of them. They were just like, oh, they turned them to stone and okay. Yeah. But the real villains were like the leaders of the different sects.
Oh yeah. Everybody just didn't want to, like, and that's why I love the message that this is giving, right? You know, it's like being a united front, you know, of like, you know, and what, like, one of the, like, I'm pretty sure like what a lot of people from the continent of Asia, you know, think of, like, you know, like, you know, I'm tired, like people being tired, like a lot of people being tired of like Indians not being considered Asians, even though they live in the continent of Asia, like they're Asian, you know. And I love that message around in this film, where it's like, you know, it doesn't matter what nation we're all part, we're all one people that are like brought together by this culture of ours. And yeah, what did you think about the message of the movie, Timber?
Yeah, no, exactly. What I felt was, you know, unity is diversity. People say that, right? Yeah. And the islands, even though they split apart, I mean, there is a story in India, like it's called Mohenjo-Daro, like mm-hmm. the land split. And I think it's a strong message for the younger generation, because we all have to stick together towards the end, because splitting up is only going to make it worse, no matter what. And I really love that part of the movie, as you said.
Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at what you said, Timber. I'm laughing at Stacey over here. No, weren't they doing the voice recordings from the late Sean Connery for the role of the dragon in this film? Oh. Shonda. I'm Caesar, the last dragon. You see?
Rock.
Now that's called Shuck whitewashing.
Shuck it, Trebek. Shuck it, Trebek.
That's called whitewashing, baby.
Where's my Austin Martin?
Yeah. Oh my God, man. Yeah, man. And it also just surprises me how, like, you know, Disney hasn't done like a movie based on like Indian culture too, because like they've done like a lot of other cultures and stuff, and I'm like surprised that they haven't done anything like based in Indian culture as well. And like, I don't know, man. I think that this movie is like heavily formulaic. I think I had a fun time watching it, but you know, there's nothing more that I'm grabbing that there's a lot more, there's a lot more things that I complain about with this movie than there is that I loved about this movie.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the same. And, you know, Ro, there's a better movie out there that people can watch, and it's called Coco.
Right. Shut up, yeah. Brad. That's
a different studio. Yeah. There's one Indian-based in Disney cartoon movie coming up. It's called Spin.
I didn't know about. Is it like one of those? Like, is it a Disney Plus series or something?
I think so. Yeah, it should. It has to be. Nice.
Yeah.
It's wait. It's already released, according to this. Let me check.
Yeah. Hey, Coco's from Disney. Disney Pixar.
Disney Pixar. Yeah. Brad will never stop talking about how much he loves.
I love Coco.
Yeah. But it's just like I tell you, man. It's like, you know, you kind of follow the same beats from all these things. It's like there's a reason why like Brad and I love Wreck-It Ralph, the both Wreck-It Ralph so much, is because it follows kind of a different beat to it, and yeah. like it's different, and mm-hmm. this is different too. But it just kind of follows the same beats, man. But
I mean, it's different in where it takes place.
Yeah,
but it's the same formula we've seen in quite a few movies we've reviewed before.
I gotta watch Moana because I've heard really good things about Moana. Plus, who doesn't want to hear The Rock singing? Bro?
Can The Rock sing?
Yeah. He sings in that movie.
Oh, okay,
I would not sing it right now because of DMCA.
No, DMCA.
But yeah, he has a very catchy song in that movie.
If we were monetized, we could get demonetized.
But any final thoughts, Timber, on Raya and the Last Dragon?
Yes. I personally think, you know, the story was good compared to a lot of movies which came this year.
It was better than Monster Hunter, right?
Let's not even get there. Monster Hunter, I didn't even get to the climax. That's how bad it was.
Were there at least monsters?
If you want to call them that.
Right? Yes. There was something.
There was something. Was it like Doom and you just couldn't fucking see it?
No, the visuals were bad. The
Oof.
It was unbearable. The
this
acting
is really bad.
Acting
huh?
This is called not having a budget.
Exactly. It felt like a Bollywood graphic movie.
Except that it's not long, right?
You didn't last 8 hours.
Timber, we said we have our International Movie Month coming up next month, and I told that there's a reason why we haven't covered Bollywood movies here. It's because they're just too fucking long. Every one of them are like 3 hours, dude.
We need to find you a short Bollywood movie, and we should
remember. Well, the movies of Satyajit Ray are pretty short, but like, damn, bro, like, I wanted to do Bollywood cinema, and I'm like, they're fucking long, bro. But continue.
So the movie was decent. It wasn't, it might not be the best Disney movie. Obviously Coco was way better even Moana was way better. And yes, I can see where the similarities with Moana and this comes in as well. But visually, I think they didn't have enough time to make the movie compared to they had the time with Moana. So Moana had way more visually pleasing content than this one. Yeah.
All right, man. Brett, final thoughts? Sorry, Timber. What did you score out of 10?
8.5 out of 10.
Damn. All right, cool. Brad, what's your final thoughts?
You know, I say people give it a chance, watch it. But like we said, Awkwafina kind of throws you out of the movie. I'm just being real here. Like, I love Awkwafina, but just this wasn't the role for her.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. It took me completely out the movie, bro. All right. Brad, what's your score?
Then we'll get a 6.75 out of 10.
All right, bro. All right. I just think this movie's fine, and I think that that if it would have just had a little bit more oomph to it, it didn't follow those same story beats that all these other movies kind of follow, even though I love what this represents, and that's why I think that you should watch this movie, because it represents something that is beautiful, and I think that it's something that you should be supporting. But other than that, there's not much for me to write home about, and that's why I'm going to go ahead and give Moana a 6 out of 10.
No, not Moana.
I'm sorry. Not Moana. I'm just
not Moana.
Moana.
You haven't watched Moana yet. We haven't watched Moana yet.
I want to watch Moana. I'm going to give Raya and the Last Dragon a 6 out of 10. All right.
Can I also say I will give Con Artist Baby an 11 out of 10? Oh, and I hope they get their own movie.
Yeah, Con Artist Baby deserves a Disney Plus series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Con Artist Baby is the only reason I kind of didn't clock out this movie.
Yeah, the Con Artist Baby just like did it for all of us.
That baby's a fucking asshole, bro. That baby's a fucking asshole, dude. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And at the end, they ended up being the best of friends.
Yeah.
All right, man. Of course, it was an honor. It was an honor. It was a fun time having you on, Timber. Thank you so much for coming
on.
Thank you. Do you do anything anymore, or you know, anything?
I'm planning to get back into streaming Timber 96, and then Timber 96 is my Twitter handle, so you can find the updates there.
Cool. Twitch.tv/Timber96.
Very cool.
All right. As always, we want to thank our wonderful Patreon supporters. We want to thank Stacy for being in the chat. Thanks for always holding it down, bro. What the monsters were behind the camera, weren't they? Apparently, right? Boss Baby versus Con Artist Baby. Dawn of
Sold. Fucking sold.
I'm sold, bro.
Sold. As long as Con Artist Baby punches Boss Baby in the face.
Yeah. thank you all so much. Our wonderful Martha. Patreon supporters, our producers and our writers, our associate producer Sarah. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being an associate producer of the Nerdcore Podcast Network. Of course, our executive producer, Shane. Where can you find him, Brad?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at XSRK_. Also, go buy something from the Suppy Guide at thriftedio.com.
And, of course, we want to thank our wonderful Tony.
Oh, no, hey, Tony.
Sorry. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony. But we also want to thank Bryce. Love you, Bryce.
We want to thank Bryce. Brown Rice 96 on everything. Go and check him out, guys. You know what to go. We love him, man. I'm eagerly awaiting what the next movie is.
Hey, it ain't going to be the Terminator, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure, bro.
It's looking up from here.
We don't do TV around here. Yeah, man, and I want to thank you all so much for being here. You're going to find us tomorrow for our review of What If on the Nerdcore live show. But if you're watching this on you're wanting to know when we'll be back for our next Wes Anderson review, we'll be back on Monday, same damn time. As always, we're going to be talking about Fantastic Mr. Fox to close out the month. And of course, without further ado, Bradley, send him out.
Right, roll. Thank you being host as always. Thank you to our guest co-host today, Timber. Glad to have you on. Thank you to all those who joined us in chat today. And that was only Stacy. So thank you, Stacy, as always. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, I will just say I can't wait for the straight to DVD movie, Ryan Reynolds and the Lasting Dragon. Young Yoda out. That was a penis joke.